latest ratings agent today, ratings agency S&P Global, says South Africa's credit rating could slip further into junk status as it fails to bring about a rebound in the economic growth. The agency said, it's particularly worried about the country's fiscal challenges and increasing debt. A lower grading negatively affects the cost of borrowing and hurts the investor sentiment that we so dire and dearly need in this country. Tessa Brewis, who is the director at Corporate and Commercial Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, weighs in on this at the moment. What does the new normal for the mergers and acquisitions actually mean? Tessa, very good afternoon to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Zane, and good afternoon to your listeners. And yes, South Africa has found itself in a difficult situation where all M&A professionals have had to be creative and find the new normal. And in most instances, it has meant switching to working remotely, being creative about concluding negotiations over Zoom or WhatsApp, sharing information via Dropbox. And whereas we relied heavily on relationships and in-person meetings, now quite often in the times of the pandemic, deals are concluded without ever actually meeting your counterparts face-to-face.
How has the pandemic actually affected the mergers and acquisitions deals flow, and how can we recover from this particular blow? Because that recovery is what people are concerned about, because it's probably a very steep hill to climb for at least the next 6 to 12 months.
Yes, Zane, the pandemic has definitely caused a noticeable decline, especially in the listed company space. There have been noticeably few IPOs and new listings during 2020. On the private equity front, there has been some deal activity, particularly in sectors that were not affected by the pandemic, such as the energy sector. And whereas clients and companies were much more conservative during the pandemic, there definitely are green shoots where businesses are starting to feel more optimistic about new opportunities that are arising, and so hopefully they will be further activity during 2021.
What kind of opportunities have actually been created by the pandemic for the mergers and acquisition sector?
Zane, there definitely have been some bargains out there. There have been some opportunities to acquire businesses in distress at much cheaper than usual prices. And then there have also been some sectors that have really flourished during the pandemic. So sectors which provide medical supplies, also the technology sectors, online shopping. Those have all been sectors that have benefited from the pandemic, and that has definitely created opportunities.
Looking forward to more opportunities, and that's Tessa Brewis, the director at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr, chatting to us this afternoon.